Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast, Listener Experience Edition. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Thursday again, Hollow Cult. We're coming in like an ice cold, crisp monster to kick you through the rest of this work week. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, it will be great because it's only like one more day left. So
yeah,
it can't be any worse than the past few days.
Yep. Since we're 2 weeks into the future, hopefully this cold snap is friggin' disappeared because it's frigid out and I hate it. And that's just how it is. Before we get into this, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast.
Damn. This is crazy. Feels like negative 22 out right now.
Oh, that sucks.
That's crazy.
That sucks. Kyle was doing some searching. He started looking at his phone and I'm like, something bad just happened.
No.
It's just cold.
I mean, yeah, technically something bad did just happen because I found out what the actual temperature was outside. Wow, that's gross.
But yeah, search us up at all our socials and we'll be there, probably suffering from frostbite.
Yes, we will.
Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and join the Hollow Cult. If you have a listener experience you'd like to share for a future episode of this show, Kyle's outside now reading some ancient text on the backside of a snowflake, and the information is stuff you're going to want to know.
Yeah, it sucks because it's cold out here.
True.
But that information is rather important, so if you want to submit an amazing story that you have, you can do so by writing it out and sending it over to the Hollow Sky Podcast at gmail.com. You can also call or text the Hollow phone, which is going to be 556-0837. You can send us cool shit at Hollow Sky Podcast, P.O. Box 145, Fieldon, Illinois, 62031. All this information is in the show notes, so please check it out and do your part. Do better.
Do your part.
Do your part.
If you'd like to support the show by doing your part, we have a Patreon you can go check out. There's extra content over there and all kinds of goodies. We have a merch store on our website, hollowskypodcast.com. You can go over there and get some cool hollow swag. And
sickest merch in the game.
Sickest.
The sickest.
Sick and fly.
Yeah. I need to get some metal logo shirts up.
Yeah, that'd be also
sick. I want one.
I want a Hollow World Order shirt.
That'd be sick, too.
They're not made yet, but they will be someday.
Someday.
What else we got? Just share the show word of mouth. You know how it is. Put in the work. Tell everybody about us. The more listeners that fall under the Hollow Sky umbrella, the better it is for everybody.
That's agreed.
Today's listener experience comes to us from our friend, Anonymous, who's written in before. Anonymous has.
Okay.
Not this specific Anonymous, but Anonymous as a whole.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Not the hack group Anonymous, but this person just wants to stay anonymous.
It would be kind of cool if it was the hack group.
Yeah.
But it's also cool that it's not.
Today's listener experience, listener Anonymous has two experiences. One is a glitch in the Matrix, and the other is I saw myself die.
That's not good.
Okay.
Not good.
So here we go. Anonymous says, hey guys, almost sent this from my work email. That would have been embarrassing. But love the show. I'm glad I'm not the only one with these weird thoughts with experiences to back them up. But anyways, I have two separate stories. The first one, I have no idea what to say about it. I was hoping you guys would have some thoughts. The second is more of an encounter or a what the fuck moment than a story. Both are true and unexplainable. I don't mind if you share one or both stories, but I ask you just keep me anonymous. I actually never told anyone these experiences except my wife, but I can tell she doesn't believe me. Coincidentally, I also listen to the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. So the first one, I died and I saw it happen, but I'm alive. Weird, right? So when I was 8, did the math, I had this really vivid dream. It was so real and surreal at the same time. I thought about it on a nearly daily basis. So essentially in the dream, I knew I was in North Korea. I knew there were bombs falling and I was in the military. A few moments later, I was running and I was shot and killed. So in my dream, I watched myself die. But isn't that like impossible? That's not where it ends. So I carry this dream all these years. Fast forward 10 years later. I enlist in the military. This experience alone just felt odd. Then in boot camp, I get my uniforms, and I immediately recognize the camo pattern. But I wrote it off since I probably saw the camo before. Fast forward about a year. Combat, no injuries. Obviously, I don't die. The experience alone was weird. It was even like an out-of-body experience the entire time. When I got home, I would still live out-of-body sometimes, but there was never any signs of the dreams. So I just kind of said, screw it. I'm here still. It's just a dream. Fast forward another few years, and I'm doing a peacetime deployment, and Trump and Kim Jong-un were escalating their nuclear missile thing. So I was lucky enough to have been sent as the 1st Infantry into Korea, a few miles south of the DMZ. This is where I start to remember my dream again. We go and keep doing our things and whatnot, and suddenly I'm on track. And I remember I've done all this stuff before. Like deja vu, but I didn't stop in the moment. I realized after the fact that I did or said whatever already, not just saw a freeze frame I recognized and stopped. Then we get the word. No more communication outside of the unit, and all of our electronics were taken and exchanged for notepads. After that, I remembered everything. I knew it was going to happen and be said. I sat through all the briefs, recognized the situation. We were told we'd be nailed by heavy artillery and chemical weapons for the first few days straight. Going back now, we get our gear checks. I remember looking up and recognized a lot of the guys from my dream. Keep in mind, not that I told you guys, but I just got sent to this new unit. I haven't known these guys 6 months even, but I remember them from my dream when I was young. Every event keeps going, and I can't help but follow my part, and then all of a sudden, nothing. We got a stand down order. I just remember laying down and going to sleep. The next few days, or maybe 2 weeks, I kept wondering why I'm alive. Almost like I want to die because I was expected to, and everything was a blur. Then suddenly one night I wake up freaking out. Now present day, I look back and know it was a panic attack or the start of PTSD showing physical symptoms, but it was oddly timed since the majority of the stress was from combat. It started happening a lot more, and then the night before I left Korea, I woke up with sharp chest pains directly over my heart. Well, it just so happens in the original dream, I was shot in the area over my heart. I'd even formed a muscle knot over there where I got shot in my dream. I could feel the pain so much. I've been to multiple ERs and VA hospitals, and they could only tell me that there's nothing wrong. I kept mimicking signs and symptoms of a heart attack and neurological disorders for years until finally someone decided that I wasn't faking it and started investigating. Their lucky guess was to start a psych assessment. I swear I'm not crazy. Back on topic, I can see this fitting like every theory, especially the 2012 universe merger. What do you guys think? First off, thanks for sending this first story in. Dude, I do not know. It's almost like a precognition, obviously, because you saw it happen before it happened. But then, as your life starts to line up and these things start to play out, it's almost as if maybe this is one of those weird timeline slips or dimensional slips for the quantum immortality, where
kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, where on your normal timeline, this would have all played out. The artillery shells would have hit. It would have played out as your dream. But once it got to that point, the timeline split, and you continued on a path where you survived. Whereas the first you that had the dream probably passed away on that timeline, if that makes sense. Makes sense in my head when I'm saying it out loud.
Yeah, and the way my brain's processing it is like they talk about time is all happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Everything's happening at once. So somehow you got a bleed over event that allowed you to see and maybe alter the future to a degree, your future, because you saw it happen in a different time. I don't know. Time gets fucking weird.
Yeah.
and confusing. But it's, I couldn't imagine, man. And it's weird too, Steve, because you brought it up the other day to me, how people who perceive that more time has gone by, their wounds have healed faster.
Yeah.
And it's almost, in his case, how he perceived, he so vividly remembers where he got shot that his body actually started to acknowledge that and create almost like a scar tissue wound to a degree, not necessarily scar tissue, but his body started to morph like it had a wound there.
Yeah. And you hear these stories of people that have lived past lives that have scars or ailments in the vein of how they died in a past life. Who's to say this also doesn't carry over in timeline swaps or timeline mergers?
Sure.
What you would have experienced in timeline A now is residually affecting you in timeline B.
I'm telling you, though, I would probably have PTSD from that shit, too.
I can't imagine being eight years old and dreaming about death so much to the point that it sticks with you throughout the years, and specifically a military death. And then as your life is playing out, you join the military. Your life, you're like, okay, well, that's not that crazy. Your life's playing out. Like, oh, shit, I find myself in Korea. Playing out. Oh, shit, I recognize the guys I'm with. Like, it just keeps edging closer and closer. Like he said, he almost accepted the fact that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because everything was playing out exactly like this dream that has been haunting him for his whole life. And then right at the end, they're like, nope, stand down orders. You're good. It's strange, man. It's strange. Second story. So I work night shift EMS, so I see some bad, wrong, or straight up weird shit. But a few nights ago around 2 a.m., I saw a glitch in the Matrix. A little background info on me. If I get stopped at a red light and nobody is coming through, I run it 100% of the time. Safely, of course. I may or may not do the same thing in the ambulance. So I come up to a red light at 2 a.m. It's clear to run it, but something tells me not to. So I just stare down the left side of the street, which doesn't make sense in hindsight because it was a one-way street with traffic coming from the right. So staring down the street for what feels like 20 minutes, I notice a guy suddenly. Didn't see him before and not sure when he got there. He looks at me, turns around, and walks away. I could tell the way he was walking, he was leaning forward to gain ground with each step. He was walking normal, in other words. I looked at the clock again and kept watching him. I looked at the clock again, 4 minutes had passed. Why hadn't the light changed? WTF. I looked back at the guy, he's still walking, but then I realized all of that walking and he didn't gain a single inch. Suddenly the light turns green as soon as I realized that he hadn't moved. As I'm driving through the intersection, I look back at him, but he's not there anymore. Trippy. It is trippy.
It's almost like the Matrix acknowledged you acknowledging it, and it's like, oh shit, we gotta correct.
Yeah, yeah, like you weren't supposed to be, almost like, again, your timeline that you're on anticipated you to drive through that red light. Because you do it 100% of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you stopped and just chilled, it's like, hold up. This is not right.
He threw a wrench in the system. Yeah,
something is malfunction. Busted. This is not right. So then everything starts to freak out. Like this guy that's just, it's almost like an NPC, you know?
Oh, yeah,
like he
absolutely
just starts glitching out and all kinds of shit starts. And once that green light hits and you start moving forward again, the system resets itself. And it's like, okay, carry on.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's all I can see. It's like when he didn't go through, the game's like, oh, shit.
It broke.
Shit.
You fucked it up.
He's over there walking in place, and that's fucking weird.
That is weird. Hopefully I remember to bring it up on the night shift about what we were ranting about earlier, because it kind of plays to it.
Yeah.
About the Matrix and all that shit, because we were ranting before, off air about it, because I've had some weird things happen in regards to that. And it's just
that is strange.
There, I don't know. these glitches. Well, and there's been a lot of the glitch in the Matrix shit happen of late. I mean, the planes getting stuck in the skies and
it's strange.
All that weird stuff, man. I'll never understand the planes being stuck in the skies. Just like I'll never understand, dude, in your situation, walking only, not moving anywhere.
Yeah, especially like he's going through the motions, the moving forward motions, and for 4 minutes he's just walking in place,
same spot.
Yeah, something's weird, bro.
I don't know what my brain would think at that point. I would be so fucking confused.
Me either.
I probably would have convinced myself that I fell asleep at the light.
Yeah,
maybe. Honestly, that's probably what I would have done.
That would be the best case, the best way to explain it to yourself.
Yeah, oh yeah. That or you're so tired that you're sleep deprived and you're seeing shit. Like I saw Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. That happened. I didn't see him, but Kyle did.
I 100% did.
When I had super bad insomnia about a decade ago, it would get so bad that I would micro nap at the lights. Fall asleep.
That's horrible.
I wake up with a car honking behind me. I pull up the next light. As soon as my car stopped moving, I'd go, and then I'd wake up.
Dude, that's scary.
Yeah, I was not in a good spot then.
No, that's scary.
But it was probably longer than that. It was over 10 years ago, but weird time in my life, let me tell you. But with that being said, thanks, Anonymous, for taking the time to write in. Those were strange.
Absolutely.
Strange time glitches.
I'm with that. I wonder, we don't hear enough of those.
No, and I wonder if it's something specific to him. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if there's other little things that's happened that he really hasn't put two and two together.
Probably.
I wonder what kind, like maybe time is just working differently around him.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Weird. That would be awesome, yeah.
So rack your brain. See if you can find any more hidden in there.
Yeah, dig it. I dig it. So thanks for taking the time to send it in to us. Weird for sure. Weird for sure. I wish I had a better explanation, but like Kyle said, time's weird.
It's confusing.
Yeah. So check us out at all our socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast, and we will be there. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and if you're gonna run those red lights, do it safely, of course.